This is the program for Friday, February 5.
It's Tom Morgan coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Is investing a logical thing to do? Coming next. Hello, it is Tom. Is investing in stocks a logical thing to do? If you understand logic, it probably is, because logic would include cold-hearted looking at the history of investing over long periods. Logic would include studying returns from long-term stock investing compared to various other types of investing. Do people use much logic when they invest their money? Obviously, some do, but many do not. They don't want to use. They're uncomfortable with logic like this. They allow various emotions to sway them. For example, just about any factual comparison of stocks versus real estate over long periods will give the nod to stocks. And one reason is that you got to pay taxes and upkeep on real estate year after year, and that reduces your gains. No matter how strong the case may be for stocks, however, more of us feel real estate is the better investment. Feel that way. Facts are not going to change many minds on this. And by the way, 55% of us invest in stock. 57% of us buy lottery tickets regularly. What does that tell you? And 31% of us go to casinos fairly regularly. More after this we pause. If after you go to the casino and buy and sell property, if you've got money left over, $100,000, $500,000, $1,000,000, $5 million, in stocks and bonds, mutual funds, managed money, send for Tom's questionnaire and find out how you're doing compared with how you should be doing. Call 1-866-225-4334. 1-866-225-4334. Or do the questionnaire confidentially online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. It's Tom again. A guy goes into a bar. He orders 5 glasses of $20 cognac, and he downs them one after another. And the bartender asks him, what's the hurry?
Well, you'd do the same if you had what I have.
What do you have, sir? 50 cents. This is Tom, as in Morgan.